Actually, a little late here. Sorry about that. The mission statement. The Montana Public Employees Retirement Board, its fiduciaries, administers its retirement plans and trust fund, acting in the best interests of the members and beneficiaries. That's all we need on that, right? Also, to let everybody know that this is an audio recording for the first part and the second part.
It's closed.
So be sure you speak clearly. Be sure to identify yourself. Try not to chatter in the background. Enunciate as much as you possibly can, and be aware that there are microphones all around us. Okay, and with that, roll call, please, Cynthia.
Chairperson Sonia Woods.
Here.
Maggie Peterson.
Here.
Dave Galt.
Here.
Rest of the board like to introduce themselves.
Rich Hickel and Barrel Board.
Mary Halpin, board member.
Doug Carey, board member.
Jason Stroh, board member.
William Holland, executive director at APIRA.
And you're just here for the roll call, right, Cynthia?
Cynthia Pearson with
Okay. You may leave. There wasn't anyone online that I saw, so I
No,
figured
I
we're
don't think
good.
so.
Okay. So I guess we are now going to go ahead and go into the closed meeting session. Okay. We have reviews.
You should read that into
Sure, you want to end the that part of the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, we end the open part of the meeting. Open it again for the closed hearing. Okay, our job today is reviewing Mr. Holohan's employment. Okay. And any committee members have anything they'd like to say before I start? We received four reviews from staff members. You guys didn't have any of these, did you? Okay, I will leave them and share them with you if anyone wants to read them. They're re really rather boring, which I'm proud to say, which I'm very proud to say, because it exceeds expectation was our top score, which every one of them was marked
Not
exceeds expectation, except we have one, and it was really cute because it came in with a cover letter saying that they never feel it's right to do a review of a person and not give them something to work on. So instead, it was not that you haven't, it says that you have met expectations, you just have not exceeded them.
Okay.
And the comment that was made, my feelings on it, is because it's the first time that you were in front of the legislature representing this group. It basically is that they feel that you could at some times be a little more forceful representing this agency and the opinions of this agency. I look at it from the point of view that when you're in front of a committee, you have to go with the flow. You don't want to be a bull in the china cupboard, and we have had nothing but positive comments on how you present this agency and yourself to the legislature. So that's how I look at it. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
No, I agree. I've only heard good things,
Yeah,
and
same. Same
I would
thing.
just as soon you not have your own agenda.
Or be belligerent.
And we don't want to make front page news. That's one of our directives we gave to Executive Director Villa, and I would assume it's similar for you.
And both Jason and Doug had said earlier that you presented yourself very professionally and were wonderful in front of the legislature. So you guys witnessed it. So anything you'd like to add?
Sonia, I'd reiterate your statement. You do need to read the room. You need to read the committee. It's legislation can be a fickle thing. And
legislators.
So, part of the work that needs to be done is building relationships. And that doesn't happen at the podium. So while you're at the podium, there's going to be individuals on that committee that you have different relationships with. You need to be respectful of the committee as a whole. So again, coming in there, and yes, it's good to advocate on behalf of the operation that you're in charge of running, but on the same token, if you come in with too heavy of a hand, it can be a counterproductive activity. And then you're going to get criticized for not being effective.
Yeah.
And I believe Bill did everything we asked him to do. He supported the bills we asked him to support. He was information on the ones that we didn't want him to stand up there and present on our behalf. So
I've always felt that we're well informed. I mean, I don't think any of us have ever felt that we couldn't ask him something. And that you don't come back with an answer. So
I
feel a good relationship.
And I did go back and watch a couple of the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't signed in or anything, but I just watched. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I might just add that I think I had one opportunity to be slightly forceful on the board's position, and it was to kill that one Senate bill that was going to allow for someone to purchase into a GABA when they had declined service. So, but I will take that into consideration. I appreciate the comment from that staff member.
Yeah. Other than that, everyone says you exceed everything, expectations. And I felt your review of yourself and all the things that you have done was very accurate, very honest. And I don't think we could ask you to do more, because I think you're one of those people that assign yourself more, whether we ask for it or not.
That's correct. Yep.
So,
that's obvious. And you do a good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate this board and you guys all giving me the opportunity to serve in this role. And it's the best job I've ever had. I enjoy getting out of bed and rushing in here to serve members and employers and beneficiaries. And there's always something new that pops up. And, you know, the one thing about the retirement administration, you're talking to everyone throughout state government, because you impact everyone in state government. So, to Jason, to your point, some of the relationships I've been able to build over the last 10 years and before I was in here have been great with the men and women in the legislature. I think they all trust me, and there's a feeling of mutual trust. I can certainly feel that. And they know I can deliver as the executive director. So,
and I think that his staff feels supported. Didn't you get that from those evaluations?
Yes, the staff definitely feels
good. Very supportive.
Helpful. Yeah, I think it's in the tone of the comments. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I never had the opportunity when I was in state government, like as an administrator or a bureau chief, or the person above me asked me to do a review of their work. And I would have been...
This one.
Yeah, I can't remember which one. But
this one.
Yeah, there's just some very personal comments that I think are very positive and very good.
That are, as a new employee, that you have been really wonderful to help them learn the agency, how you treat them. So for a new employee to feel welcome and feel that your office door is open, you know, that's really important.
Absolutely.
And to be heard, I think that's from the tone.
And if that I'll give again, yeah. Yeah.
I think writing would be on the wall. That would
be a new hire. Somewhere.
So,
I always worry about those.
So do I have a recommendation that we all say excellent job?
Exceeds expectation. Yeah.
And we're hoping you do stay with the agency.
Thank you very much.
And the flip side of that, of course, if there's anything you need us to do better as a board, you know, please feel free to let us know.
I certainly would, and I'll just say that I think this is the most engaged board. Maggie, I know you've been on this board a while. One of the most engaged boards we've ever had. It makes the meetings much better. I think it makes the service provided to our members better, and I appreciate all of you. So thank you. And I know this is traveling far and wide to get here, and it shows you care, and I really appreciate that.
Well, and on your part, it must have taken you quite a while to write that self-evaluation up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Do the other board members have a copy of that?
The self-evaluation? Yes.
Just okay. We just don't have the individual.
Would any one of you like a copy of what Bill wrote about himself?
That's the one they have.
We have that.
You have that one? So how did you feel about that one? I felt he gave himself more work than I would expect you to give yourself.
Sometimes
I do think you're an overachiever, which to me is always good.
I think sometimes with self-evaluations, people find it difficult to accentuate their accomplishments. But I think in the manner that you did it was very professional, it was very accurate, and it still had some humility.
Thank you
with it.
Thank you.
So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, Maggie? I do have a comment. I know that our staff get a 2% raise in July 1st.
Yes.
Do you automatically get that?
They really don't. I mean, because we have to approve DAMS. So I would like this board to approve that. But I would also like this board to have you get some comparisons for your salary like we do for the Board of Investments.
Okay.
We do some salary comparisons and then we do an adjustment like in December.
I was thinking about that if that's within our.
Well, he's an exempt staff, so.
Right. So. How does this work with TRS? I mean, that's the other big system. So we lost somebody to TRS. Mm-hmm. Are they paying more than? I mean, how's that?
Well, in that situation, yeah, that is a little bit different situation because that was something we wanted to have happen for this gentleman. And he is making a little bit more because he's in a chief legal counsel position.
Would you like to make a motion that he...
Well, I was just the broader question, though, before we go there. The broader question is how does that work with different, like, employees in your position, like the head of TRS? Or...
Sure. So generally speaking, in Director Graham's performance evaluation, he would be evaluated and any potential pay increase would be approved at a meeting where they're doing that. Maggie, you could
proceed. So Dory, if you remember when Dory was here, we actually gave him outside the pay raise that the other staff got.
Okay.
Trying to bring him closer to a market type thing. And that's what I would like. And
last year, Maggie, we did that when we hired him. Remember, HR gave us the range and we did go with the high range to give him.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if HR themselves would have some stats or do you get an automatic percentage was what I was wondering. I mean, did the legislature give you a percentage of raises?
Well, the 2% was given to everybody.
Every state agency employee.
But like all of our exempt, I'll just go back to the Board of Investments. All of our exempt staff, and I think we have, I don't know how many, we have 11. We gave them 3%. I'm as transparent as they come anywhere. We gave them 3%. They will also get reviewed. We had two that we gave 6% because they were so far below their market. We will review them again in the fall, which we always do, the investment staff. So, I mean, it's up to this group, but this is a mid-year type evaluation. Right. I think that's what we agreed to. So I would think we would go ahead and, yes, I'm sorry.
If I can interrupt you.
Yes.
Is that not an enterprise group?
It is now, but we did it before it was an enterprise group.
Okay, that would be
We did it before. We've always done it. I've been on that board since...
Dick was in the know.
Since 17. That was mean what he said.
Enterprise group has different rules.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we weren't until this year an enterprise group.
Okay, Maggie, so what would you like as a recommendation?
I'd like to make a motion that we provide him with the 2% raise on July 1st like everybody else, but that we get some comparator numbers from HR or wherever. Okay. I know they have comparators. Mm-hmm. And when he provides us his annual evaluation in December, we make a decision as to where he stands with regard to his
salary. Okay. You gonna second that for us?
I'll second it, yeah.
Okay, let's call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that we need?
I have a question. Does this need to go before the full board since it's not outside the...
We have it on the agenda just for the board to approve.
Would you guys all like to approve it?
I agree. Okay. So we'll bring it to the board tomorrow for approval. Okay. And with that,